Right in the centre of the bustling university city of Oxford, there is an extraordinary oasis of biodiversity. Beside the beautiful 18th century Magdalen Bridge, nestling at the foot of the High Street, the Oxford Botanic Garden is home to almost 7,000 plant species from around the world. 400 years old this year, the gardens, the oldest in Britain, occupy just 1.8 hectares, but house the most compact yet diverse collection of plants in the world. In 1621, Henry Danvers, Earl of Derby, decided to fund a physic garden, a herb garden with medicinal plants, in Oxford for the glorification of the works of God and for the furtherance of learning. He chose a site beside the River Cherwell in Magdalen College. An incredible 4,000 cartloads of muck and dung raised the land above the floodplain of the river. Danvers invested an impressive, for those days, £5,000 in the project. But most of the money went on the magnificent walls surrounding the land, 100 metres long and 5 metres high, and little was left for the plants. The walls offered protection from the wind and created a very valuable microclimate. The original purpose of the physic garden was to grow medicinal plants used to teach the university's medical students. In 1830, it became known as the Oxford Botanic Garden, to reflect its role in experimental botany. Over the following years, this role changed and diversified, becoming one of educating people in the importance of plants, conserving plants from around the world, and supporting research and teaching in the university and beyond. The Botanical Garden may be one of the oldest in the world, but it was one of the first to adopt a DNA-based classification system for its plant collections. The garden actually has three separate sections. The walled garden, the oldest part, is surrounded by the original stone wall and is home to the garden's oldest tree, an English yew planted in 1654 by the first curator, Jacob Bobart. This yew is really just a teenager. Yews can live for up to 3,000 years and are not considered ancient until they reach the age of 900. The walled garden also has the medicinal beds, the garden's core collection. Each of the 8 beds has plants used to treat a particular disease or illness, and they cover areas such as cardiology, infectious diseases, dermatology, and neurology. One of the rarest plants in the collection is Euphorbia stygiana. There are now only around 20 in the world. Just don't tread on it. The second section is the glasshouses. These glass constructions date back to the time of Queen Victoria, when the scientists of those days introduced the idea of a winter garden, a place specially constructed to display the newly discovered tropical plants brought back from Britain's constantly expanding empire. The curators created a variety of global climatic conditions, ranging from tropical to alpine. The glasshouses include an insectivorous house with carnivorous plants and a water lily house. The Victoria Cruciana lilies here have enormous pie dish leaves or pads, which can support the weight of a small child. The herbarium room is a global cultural resource of approximately 1 million dried plant specimens, founded in the 17th century, the oldest herbarium in the UK. Finally, there is the lower garden, situated between the walled garden and the River Cherwell, and a perfect spot for picnics. The collections here include the rock garden, with medical species, the plants that changed the world beds, and the gin border, with plants used in the production of gin. You can buy the Botanic Garden's own physic gin online. 400 years after its birth, the Botanic Garden continues to blossom and grow. It never rests on its laurels.